On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 19, 1822, final day of the Second General Assembly. This was a Thursday. Session had only started the previous November 4th. Among the measures to see success during this session was one to acquire the land and build what would turn out to be the first state capitol. Another bill would furnish city officials with their plan. At this point, the legislature was still meeting in St. Charles, which it would through 1826. Other legislation included one to survey and mark state roads, another to regulate the state auditor's office, and another to create the state treasurer's office. After both the president pro tem and House Speaker signed bills, a message from the governor spelled out which bills he has already signed from this session. The Senate then adjourned sine die. For the first 150 years of our state's history, the legislature only met in regular session every other year. For the first few years, this included no extra or any other kind of call to return for business. In the years that would follow 1822, there would start to be additional called, adjourned, and later extra sessions, as well as other items that would bring the legislature back into the Capitol in non-regular settings. The time being, they could pass dozens of measures and two budgets in just 6 weeks. December 19, 1822, the date marking the last day of the Second General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.